T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just like they drew it up. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show. It's a game day, but it doesn't feel like a game day because none of the players we want to see are playing for the most part. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Well, just like we drew it up last night, Charlie Manuel comes into town. Team scores 10 runs in the first couple minutes, and bing, bang, boom, there you go. Yeah. How about that?
Nice.
It was fun last night. It was a lot of fun watching. It was a lot of fun just seeing the offense, especially early, because once they go up 10-0, 11-0, 11-1, whatever it was, you knew it was just going to be kind of one of those nights where you just laughed and you enjoyed yourself, and they keep doing shots in the dugout. Bryce Harper's bringing Charlie Manuel water. You know, it was fun last night. It was fun. Now, a lot of people are gonna now say that Charlie's back and everything's great again, and I certainly, you know, don't feel that way. But it was, you know, it was fun for a night, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, let's see if they can keep it going. See if they can keep it going.
Do you think that Charlie just kind of coming in automatically can kind of, not automatically, but you know what I mean? Here's what I heard. I was listening to Barchard and John Johnson coming in. I heard them at the start of the show, and Barchard's all pumped up because he's saying, like, oh, you know, this is them turning the corner. They got those runs. Everybody's are relaxed or whatever. It's like,
sure.
Like, all right. They scored 9 runs over the weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, I think you got to see for a longer period of time.
Yeah, but I think the way they hit last night, the way they sort of attacked Cole. Now, some of it had to do with Cole not being at his best last night. And but these guys were aggressive, you know, early in the counts. They weren't sitting around waiting to go deep into counts. When they saw good pitches in the strike zone, they were swinging, and they were swinging from their heels. So that's a good thing. And I don't know how long it can last. I don't know how long it can last. You know, do I think, you know, all of a sudden they're about to go on some magical run and win a World Series? I don't think anybody's saying that. But if you put a couple of them together, a couple of them can turn into 5-6.
That's what they need.
I mean, when the Mets started their little streak that they were on, it, you know, no one was paying attention when it was 3, 4, 5 games in a row, 7 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they lost a game. And then they had one on another 7-game winning streak. And next thing you know, it's 14 out of 15.
Well,
so, I mean, the difference is that we're later in the season, and in a run like that, 14 out of 15, who knows where that – the Mets had a long way to come from behind.
A long way to come. You're right.
The Phillies don't. So if the Phillies get on that type of a streak, they could put a stranglehold on the wild card position.
If they
– you could be hosting that wild card game here.
Today's Thursday, so you have your Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You have 4 games. You have the Padres coming into town. If the Phillies win 3 of the next 4, that'll get my attention to where when we come in here Monday, I'll say, like, all right.
Are you going to do the World Series show again?
Let's see what we got. No, I'm never doing the World Series show again.
No, me and Ike already talked off the air without you, and we said that opening day next year, we're going to decide what is the day that you say they're going to make the World Series.
What day are you making that declaration?
Yeah. It's usually like May 19th.
With this team, with the current group, it would take me a good week or two before I would overreact and think they're going to the World Series. Week or two. Not the first day or two.
But it shows some restraint.
Right. I mean, let's be realistic. 3 of 4 this weekend, then I would even begin to sniff that maybe the influence of Charlie Manuel could turn this team around enough to where they could make a run at this playoff. Mm-hmm. As it stands right now, the 2 games out of that second wild card, which that's a couple games, right?
Yeah,
that's a couple
nothing.
Games of winning and another team losing.
Yep.
But as right now, like, I just, yeah, everything's magical. Like, Charlie's back and everybody's happy and, oh, look at that. Just by him coming in, everybody's relaxed and everything's great. All right, we'll see. We'll see if they score a run tonight and see if everybody feels the same way.
We may not feel the same way, but you're right. Let's see if they can keep it going.
Yep.
I mean, let's see if they can keep it going. I don't think you're going to get a fan base. This fan base isn't flipping a switch, and all of a sudden they're back to thinking this team is winning the World Series. They enjoyed last night.
It was fun.
Last night was a good game. So stop trying to rain on the parade by looking at the long view. Let's let them put a few wins together,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we know as soon as they put this streak together, you're going to be Jack, you'll be yelling World Series in 2 weeks.
No.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will.
I would never do that.
Yeah, you will.
I would never do that. But until then, someone's got to be the voice of reason. Until I overreact, someone has to be the voice of reason.
The voice of reason for what?
For the world.
Just enjoying last night's game.
For Philadelphia. Right, I enjoyed last night's game, too.
I don't think who's saying, you're talking about for John Barcher?
John Barcher's coming in. Here like, well, they turned the corner. They turned what corner?
Because I didn't hear anybody say all of a sudden this team was even making the playoffs. I've been listening today. People just enjoy the aggressive approach last night. They were hitting home runs.
I don't think anything changed last
That's
night.
That's something. Bryce Harper had another multi-home run game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can keep it going.
Nobody more excited, Ike, than Gabe Kapler after the game, certainly.
Yeah.
Here's Gabe after the game talking about, you know, I compared it to... After Nick Foles was gone, and then Carson Wentz is having to answer questions about Nick Foles. Like, so Carson, what did you learn from Nick Foles? And it's the last question that Carson Wentz wants to answer is what he learned from Nick Foles, right? It's just like he's sitting there thinking, like, when is this going to end so I can start my career and not have to worry about Nick Foles? And I'll equate this to how Gabe Kapler's feeling right now, because now they're asking him about Charlie. Here's Gabe after the game.
An incredible energy in the ballpark, and rightfully so. Charlie has earned that kind of adulation over a long period of time, and he certainly adds to that loose, relaxed vibe. He's laid back. He believes in our hitters. I think he's going to make sure that our hitters know that.
Yeah. So did you felt like the Gabe was genuinely happy after the game last night? He was pumped up to have Charlie back as a hitting coach, liked answering questions about it?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't. I mean,
I'm pretty sure he doesn't, too.
Yeah. Should he?
No, he shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, like, should he? You're laughing so hard
because it's funny. No, because they, like, put yourself in a situation. He knows that they're coming. He knows that everybody's going to be like, "Oh, Charlie, yeah. Charlie." I mean, that's the story of the night, whether he likes it or not. Yeah. The story of last night was Charlie Manuel's return.
If they go out there and score one run tonight, then what?
It's his fault. It's not Charlie's fault anymore.
Then what if they don't score any runs tonight?
Do you believe last night was the start of something special, or are you not going to overreact to one night? If they could pull off a run here between now and when we come back on the air on Monday, now we can start to have that conversation. I'm not having that conversation yet. 888-729-9494 at Mark Cerise WIP. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you're looking to get engaged, and maybe you can even design something special for that special someone, do what I do. Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack, start something special, or you're not going to overreact.
Start something special.
Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Even though last night, if they would have scored 11 runs, whether Charlie was there or not.
I think it's different. I think they were getting over-consumed in the numbers, and I think they just needed one of those exhale things. Mm-hmm. I think when they see Charlie, they feel more relaxed. And they really started this on Sunday night. They told the guys, just go out there and hit. And they had 10 hits on Sunday night. I just think that they needed to simplify everything, and Charlie's the example of being simplified.
All right, see the ball, hit the ball.
Yeah, sometimes when you give players too much information, they're going to shut down.
And exactly.
I think they were giving them too much information. I think now we're going to see this offense actually flourish.
See, that's the same philosophy I have with Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, when I say let the Bronco buck. You put all that stuff in his head, and now he has to think about this. He has to think about playing this way, playing that way. You just let him play. Let him feel free. Let his natural athletic abilities take over, and you're going to get the player that you brought here. And maybe that's what you're going to get from these baseball players. If they feel free to go up there and just swing, right, when they see a good pitch and don't have to worry about those other things, man, maybe this is a result. Maybe this is what we're going to get. I don't know. Listen, Yu Darvish is pitching tonight. Okay.
Yep.
Are we expecting 11 runs off Yu Darvish tonight?
He stinks. Yu Darvish. By the way, Bryce Harper had 2 home runs on the 9th a week ago, right? And that was long before they fired the hitting coach and they brought in Charlie Manuel. So let's not overreact to what Charlie Manuel is able to do with a couple hours with the players. He didn't even talk to the players when he spoke to the media at 3 o'clock. He'll have a good influence on the players. I'm not trying to downplay what Charlie Manuel can do, but let's not go overboard game one because they won. They scored 11 runs. 888-729-9494. We'll start with down the other side. We have Phillies tickets as well that we'll give away at 3 o'clock. We'll tell you how we're going to do that. Because no one won last night. We had the ticket giveaway for yesterday. No one guessed 11 runs, Ike.
Yep.
We had 10. We had 13. We had 0. We had some other answers. No one guessed 11. So we put them back in. We have them today at 3 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. And we'll also, since I don't think there's a lot to talk about with the Eagles game tonight.
Always something to talk about with the Eagles. Always something to talk about.
And, you're right. Nick Foles.
Well, that's
even,
the Jags.
Even if he's not playing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, he's not on the Eagles
anymore.
That's
the Jags. That's not the Eagles.
But it's still an Eagles topic to bring up Nick Foles because he's still near and dear to our heart. Hmm. He's still here for a lot of us that will never forget Nick Foles.
Right.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
You literally can't forget Nick Foles.
Well, at least he's on my back and not my chest. Right?
Right. You literally can't forget Nick
Foles.
No,
but, I mean, think about it. Your back... You can pretend it's not there. A lot of times I just pretend it's not there.
It's not there, yeah.
Because I don't have to look at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my kids and my wife can't do that. 888-729.
You don't really strike me as a guy who walks around with his shirt off, though.
I'm not. That's correct. And that's code for you don't have a great body, you're
no,
hairy.
It's not. That's just, yeah, well, your body doesn't look that great.
Yeah, I don't have a great body. I'm not scrawny. I don't have a lot of muscle tone on me. I have hair everywhere. And now I have a Nick Foles tattoo on my back that looks more like James Spader or Lenny Dykstra than Nick Foles. Yeah, that's great. 888-729-9494. And somehow my wife married me. Like, hey, coming up.
That was before the tattoo.
Yeah, but I was even scrawnier before.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.